Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of War of the Rats by David L. Robbins, narrated by George Guidel, and including an interview with the author. This work is copyrighted 1999 by David L. Robbins. This recording is copyrighted 1999 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Stalingrad, August 1942. The brutal siege of the city begins. It is to be the center of a titanic struggle between the Russian and German armies for 6 horrific months, the bloodiest campaign in mankind's long history. The outcome is pivotal. If Hitler's forces are not stopped, Russia will fall, and with it, the world. And now, War of the Rats.
Part 1. The Corporal, the Hare, the Partisan, and the Headmaster. Chapter 1. Nicky Mont looked out of the trench into a smeared gray dawn. The first light of the late October sky stayed clenched in a fist of smoke and dust. Fires from the night's bombing chattered in the rubble. Burned tanks and trucks smoldered on the front line 400 meters away, pulsing greasy oil smoke. Brick and concrete dust put a dry, chalky taste on every breath. Nicky laid down his rifle to stretch his back and legs. He opened his canteen. He did not swallow the first dram, but rinsed the dust from his mouth. He hadn't touched the canteen in the night. Thirst helped keep him awake on watch. "Let me have some of that." Private Fietzer walked up to start the new watch. "I feel like I've been breathing dry shit all night." Nicky handed him the canteen. 50 meters away, Lieutenant Hofstetter came out of the officer's bunker, shaking on his gray coat. He buttoned it casually while he walked to the two soldiers. Nicky and Fietzer stiffened at his approach. He waved them off with a yawn. "Too early for that." "Yes, sir," Nicky answered. "Anything to report, Corporal?" "No, sir." "Well, the Reds never leave anything quiet for long. Let's see what we've got." Hofstetter took Nicky's binoculars, then stepped onto a dirt riser. The officer raised his head slowly above the top of the breastwork and brought the binoculars to his eyes. Keeping his head level, he slowly surveyed the ruins of the Stalingrad tractor factory.
"Nothing," Hofstetter said. "Good. I think the Ivans took the night off."
Fitzer held the canteen up to the lieutenant.
"Sir, have a drink on that."
Hofstetter lowered the binoculars. Turning broadside to the revetment, he raised the canteen and tilted his head back to take a long draught. The lieutenant spasmed suddenly and threw the canteen into Pfizer's face. Water erupted from the officer's mouth, muffling a gurgled cry. His head whipped to the side. The canteen and binoculars fell from his rising hands. He tumbled. The crack of a single distant rifle flew past the trench. It circled over the morning like a buzzard, then was gone. The lieutenant collapsed on Fitzer's legs. The private's face froze. He kicked the body off and scrambled to the opposite wall, ramming his back into the dirt. Nicky snapped to his senses. He threw himself against the wall next to Fitzer, crouching low. He slid forward to lay his hand on the officer's back. There was no breath. Nicky looked at the officer's helmet, still strapped under the chin. A red-rimmed hole gaped in front of the black eagle against a gold background, the emblem of the Third Reich. Blood leaked under the helmet to wet hair and ears, pooling on the Russian dirt. The lieutenant's left foot shivered once, quivering in the puddle spilling from the canteen.
"Fucking snipers," mumbled Fitzer. "We're half a kilometer from the front line. How can they hit us here?"
Nicky recovered his binoculars and canteen. He looked down on the lieutenant. Nicky had seen tides of death in the past 2 months. Death was part of the Stalingrad landscape. It was melted into the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?